Okay, we're picking up from the second to last line on the on Ayin Vav Amud Beis with the words of Hasam. So we're discussing again the sugya of David HaMelech. It was even kasher Hasam Karlei Nar. So in regarding Shaul called David a Nar, which is again gives the connotation that he's someone who's young. The Halcha Karlei Elam, and here it calls him an Elam, which is also somebody who's youthful, very young. But why did he use one different lashonos? So it's like saying someone is young, two different words, synonyms. Why did he change the lashonos? So Sedek Mara, Halchi Amar, this is what Shaul meant to say to Avner. Halacha nis alma mecha, you forgot this halacha. That's the lashon of Elam. Elam is the lashon of nis alma. Nis alma means to become hidden. Therefore, he was telling Avner that you don't know this halacha. Is it Amoni ben Lamin? Is it Dauda Melech ibn Kasher Lavo into Kal Yisrael? Say to Shalva Beis HaMidrash, go out and ask the Talmid Chachamim in the Beis HaMidrash, what's the halacha? So Avner went in, and he came, Amru Leh, so they said to him, Amoni velo Amonis, and Moabiv velo Amavis, Amoni velo Amonis, meaning only the male are usher forever to marry into Kal Yisrael, however, the females are allowed to convert, and the same things with Moabis. Turning on to the next, I'm now into Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph. Akash le Doeg kol ane kushiyasa, but Doeg asked him this question that we had above on Ayin Vav Amad Beis that he said before. Well, maybe a female should go out and greet a female lady. So Ishtikusa, that was a very good question that he asked. So by lachruze ala. So then after they didn't have an answer him. So Doeg wanted to announce that David is usher to Vabakal because he's coming from Rusa Moavia in Yad Adioma of Shavuos. It was very nice to learn about this. So lachora, maybe David HaMelech should be usher to Vabakal miyad. So then, so right happened. After that, Va'amasa ben Ish Ushmo Yisra Yisraeli Shaba El Avigail Bas Nachash. So this is referring to Avigail. So over here, this Avigail was the sister of David. She was the daughter of Yishai, the sister of David. And Yishai was called the Nachash because we know the Gemara, famous Gemara in Baba Basra, that there was, I think, five people, Binyamin and Amram, different tzaddikim. I think there's five tzaddikim who never, the lashon of the Gemara there is that the Nachash never got to them, meaning that they didn't have any sins whatsoever. They never made, and they had never had any, Yishai was another one. They never had any aviras. Here, so that's why he's called over here in the lashon of Bas Nachash. Anyway, so she was the sister. So she was the sister of David. And then what happened was, and he over here, Uchsiv Yesar Shmeili. It's also written that Avigail had Amsa. The father of Amsa was Yesar Shmeili. What is this Yesar Shmeili? So these are the same name. So the pasuk is saying that why was he called Ishmeili? Because he was. So why was Amsa's father referred to as Ishmeili? Amarav Malamed Shechagar Charbo Kishmal. He literally he girded his sword like Ishmael, and he said, "V'amar kol misha eno shamei halacha zoi daker becharev." Kach v'gom nevizah dinish Ishmael aramasi. Anyone listen to me? Don't listen to this halacha. I'm gonna kill you by the sword. This is the mesorah I have from Shmuel Ramsi, famous Shmuel, the navi who came from Ramah. So he said, "Amoni v'lo amonis, Moavi v'lo amamis," and this is halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. So you can't argue with me. Yes, sir. He was not winning because he threatened to kill anybody, but simply because he was saying a halacha that was halacha Moshe Messina. Halacha Moshe Messina, you can't ask that akasha on that on through svara, and therefore we would accept that halacha. So Mima Emnan, so why would he believe in such a situation? Vamar Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Kol Tamid Chacham Shemar Halacha Ba Im Kodesh Amra Shomim Lav Im Lav Ain Shomim Lav. When it comes to halacha, when he's saying if someone has a masorah that wasn't known, he says the new halacha that people weren't aware of. So if it's something which was before anything happened, any maisa, so then it became relevant. Before it became relevant, then we for sure believe him. However, if not, it was only because of after the shaila. Maybe over here, with the chora, we're afraid that he would make up this situation to resolve the issue because he doesn't know the answer. So let's just point out that we don't suspect the person if it was just a halachic shaila. However, if there is, if he's no gebedavar here, he's no gebedavar because Yisra, his own wife, was going to be the descendant of Rusa Moavia. So then she would be basal, right? She was the sister of David, and this was the person who was her husband. So then he would be married to somebody who was usher to him. So lechora, he definitely had an interest in this shaila. That's why we would say that we don't believe them. So says the Gemara, Shani Acha, Tashmul Abeistin Okayam. No, because here it's different. You're right. Normally we would say this halacha that we would not listen to a person if it's after the Maisa. But here, since Shmuel was alive and his Beistin was still around, as Rashi quotes the famous principle, Milsa David Lagulei, Lo Meshakrinche, that a person is not going to lie about something that which can so easily be verified. That's a halachic principle that we use in many, many circumstances. Lakula, we'll use that many times, that a person, I can look into something so easily, I don't assume you're necessarily going to be lying. So now, we see over here that Amoni and Moavis women would be allowed to marry into the Kaal. So it says the Gemara, Mikomakom Kasha. But Lachor et Kasha, why were they permitted? Meaning, it's still a good point. Echam, you have this Masorah, but why are we answering this question? Do I guess? So it says the Gemara, Hachi Takimah. So in Babel, this is how they give the answer. Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima. that the concept is that literally the honor of a princess within, that the honor and dignity of a princess is that she doesn't go out of her palace, she doesn't go outside to the common person. Even if it's referring to women, she doesn't leave the house. So therefore, she doesn't leave the house, her tznius is all inside, and that's what that's her tznius. He said, no, I'm a krav, they asked him, Avram Avinu, where is Sarah, your wife? And this demonstrates that same thing, that it's inappropriate for women to be outside. He said, Hineva Oel. She said, no, we're going to have a Givaldic Chiddush when I mention the next Hemshech of the Gemara, one of my favorite Chiddushim al Torah of the Chiddush Yarim, that he quotes this Pasuk and this Gemara over here. So it says the Gemara, Ketanai, maybe this is actually Machlokas Tanai. Amoni v'la Amonis, Mavila v'la Amis, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Advar, Ashelukim v'lacham v'lacham v'mayim, the Hemshech of the Pasuk, but they didn't bring with bread and water on the road you're leaving Egypt, like v'lacham v'lacham v'mayim, Darko shel ish l'kadim. But it's not the woman should not be greeting of with water. So these tanaim are disagreeing how we learn from Amoni v'lo Mavis, how they're permitted to move into the Kaal. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Doeg Lachor would still have the Kasha. Those are bothered by that. And those work hard to try to give an answer. But that's Batsim that we see that there's Machlok Sanaim, where exactly derived that Amoni v'lo Mavis, Amoni v'lo Mavis. So that's more Darsh Rava. Ma'adichsiv, Pitachta l'moisira. We see this in the Halah. Right, Pitach Lamaser Lachaz Baruch. So right after Zechon Zasholah, it was part of the Halal that Hakadosh Baruch Hu have literally removed my. You opened up the yoke of the straps that I have on me. So what are these straps? Amar Davin Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mibayna Shaloylam Shnei Mosar Shayum Shehayu Alai Pitachten. You opened up the straps that you released me from them. These two yokes. What were they? Rusa Moavia v'Nam Amonis. That Rusa Moavia, who is I'm a descendant straight from her, and Nama Amonis was actually. Who is this was related to David's grandson Rechavam, because Shlomo married someone who descended of her. So therefore, on both sides, meaning, and he ended up taking over. Rechavam was the one who took over for Shlomo after he died. So David Amelech was coming on both ends from this. He was coming from Rusa Moavia, and David's great grandmother, and Nama was coming from, ended up being his grandson, who was only going to be kosher because he came from Nama Amonis. So it says Zara Shavu Madiach Siv Rabos Asisa Atashim Lakayne Flosecha Mashavezah Eleinu Agosh Baruch Hu. You have done so many wonders. Your thoughts are for us. So it says Elayla Nama. Your thoughts are not for me. Rather, it says Eleinu. Your thoughts are for us in the plural. Melamed Shai Rechavim Yoshe B'Chek Rechavim. David Melech was holding his grandson Rechavim, who had Ruach HaKodesh, was going to be the king. Amar Lo Alayv Alecha Nemru Shteimer Kos Alal. He said, "For me and for you, these pasuk is said," and that meaning is that David Melech was referring to the fact that your wonders are for us. That these psukim, that these thoughts were for the benefit of myself and my grandson Rechavim. Pitaklo Moiserai. That these straps are open. That's for you. Says the Gemara Darash Rava. Rava says, "My Dechziv." What is the meaning when it says by David? As a Martin, a Basti Bimigla Sefer, Kasuv Alai, then I came with the Bimigla Sefer, the book was written in front of me. Amar David said the following, Ani Marti Atabasi, I've come now that when Shmuel anointed me as a king, I thought that it was Hashem told me at this point for greatness. Valayadati, Shmuel Sefer, Kasuv Alai. No, already in the Migla Sefer, meaning in the Psukim, and Chumash already says that. Hasuk Zid Anim Tosh, it says over there with regards to the Malachim. When they were coming, they went to go visit, the Malachim were saving Lot, so they went to go save Lot, and they were going to find the daughters who were there, Hanim Tosh. That the ones who are found over there. So what is the pasuk says? I found him. I anointed him. Meaning that the term found a connection of David and Lot's daughters, as indicating that Akash Baruch Hu had only saved Lot's daughters on behalf of David HaMelech. So this I want to mention for 2 minutes here. Try to mention my favorite part. Say it quickly. It's a beautiful, unbelievable gaonis of the Chiddush Harim that he has based on these two drushas of the Gemara we had before. Again, recording Ayei Sarai Shtecha. And he says, that was the source that we learned. But above that, how do we know that a female Ammonis and Moabis are going to be allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael? So now, it's very fascinating. The Chiddush Harim starts with a question. We know that Rashi says over there in Chumash that there was three different Malachim who were coming to Avram Avinu at that time. And the three of them had three different jobs. One was right to Lerapos as Avram. One was Vasar at Sarah that she's going to have Vinei Ben Lesara Yishtecha. And the third one was going to be Levasar as Lot. That the third one's coming to save Lot. So now, was going to go save Lot. So now the question that the Chiddush Harim asks in Pshat was that it says, if you look back at the pasuk that we quoted before, when it says Vayom Ruhi La Vayesar Yishtecha, we see that Rashi's whole raya was that each one says Vayomer Vayomer Yomer. So the Chiddush Harim asks Akasha that it says Vayom Ru in the plural with regards to when they asked where's your wife, where's Sarah. Lachora, only one of the malachim, says the Chiddush Harim, has to be the one who asked that question. Shouldn't it only be the malach who has to be Levasar at Sarah? She should be the only one asking, that should be the only one asking the question, where is Sarah, to tell her that you're going to be having a child. Why does it say Vayomru in the plural? So he says, Mamash, brilliantly, that based on this Gemara over here, Vayomru, is actually two malachim had to know with the answer to this question. The first malach, we said, obviously, the one who was Bivasar at Sarah, but the second one was over here, the one who was coming to save Lot. He needed to know where was Sarah in order to know if Sarah was inside, because if Sarah was out going out and greeting all the guests, then we wouldn't be learning this halacha of Kol Kvudas was Melech Nima from Sarah, and the woman should be staying inside. In which case, then the Ammonis and the Moavis would be Asr Lavo Bakal. So therefore, Sarah had to come, the Pasuk had to come, Vayom Rud, both Malachim had to come and ask, oh, where is Sarah? Because the one who was saving Lot was only going to be if Sarah was inside. Once it's Hinei Ba'ol, okay. Then he goes and goes saves Lot, because Rut, as we see from this Gemara over here, that Matzas Davavi Meshekach Yimashtiv, the whole reason that it ended up being that there was a savior for Lot and his children, really his daughters mainly, why was Lot's daughter saved? And Lot was on behalf of the fact that the David HaMelech and Mashiach is going to come from him, only was from the fact that Rus HaMoavia would be allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. And that would only be if Sarah was in the Oel. A nice shot from the Chiddush Yerim. So Vayter says the Gemara, Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Ger Amonik Sher LaKuhuna, the daughter of a male Amonis is going to be, she's allowed to marry a Kohen. Amar Le Rava Bar Ula Lula, come on, with whom Malacha is Rabbi Yochanan saying this Halacha? Iker Yehuda, if you can tell, like Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Bas Ger Zachar Kevas Chalal Zachar, Rabbi Yehuda has Halacha, he says the daughter of a male convert is Asr LaKohen like the daughter of a male Chalal. So according to him, clearly, the son of the male Kohen, the Chalal, does not have the Kedushas Kuna. Female Chalal is not allowed to marry a Kohen, even when the daughter of the male Chalal is disqualified from marrying the Kohen. So Buddha holds that the daughter of the male convert from any nation is going to be similarly unfit to marry a Kohen. So the Chora, that would be a problem. Vik Rabbi Yossi, Pshita, that is Pashut, because Ha'amar, Av Gershina Segiris, Bituk Shir Lakuna. Rabbi Yossi says that even a male convert who marries a female convert, his daughter is fit to Kuna. So over here, a female convert herself is also to marry a Kohen. The daughter of this convert is going to be mutter. So in our case, where the daughter was conceived after her parents both converted, it's obvious that she's fit for kuda. Why did Rabbi Yochanan teach us this with Pasha Rabbi Yossi? So either way, we're stuck. If it's Rabbi Yossi, it's Pasha Rabbi Yossi. If it's Rabbi Yossi, it's not the halacha. So says Gemara, v'chi tema. Now maybe you'll say the following. You'll say that Rabbi Yochanan's ruling is not obvious, for you could have said that Rabbi Yossi says opinion only behind after Roy Lavo Bakal, those converts who are fit to vow into Klal Yisrael. Aval hai deinor lakal, but a moni convert who's not fit to vow into Klal, lo, I would say that I could argue that maybe they're not going to be fit for kuna. I mean, where would I know this distinction? The alif mekohen gadol be'almana, because he would make it, meaning where would I learn that I should make a distinction between an amoni and a regular convert in terms of marrying into a kohen? So I would have said, with regards to a kohen gadol marrying a almana, with regards to marrying a kohen gadol, is us to marry almana, and his daughter that comes to that is going to be a halala and not fit to marry a kohen. So I would say that just like a kohen daughter is, by a widow is unfit for kuna, so too the daughter of a male amoni convert and female amoni is going to be unfit for kuna. So it says the Gemara though, but that's not really what I would have learned, because mala kohen gadol almana shekein biyasa bavira, that when the kohen gadol is having relations and conceiving this daughter, this daughter with this almana, that was in an avira. That's an iser deraisa for him to marry an almana, as opposed to an amoni marrying a female amoni. This is totally a mutter for them. So says the Gemara, chalal yochiach. So then I could say that a chalal is going to teach you that it's going to be yochiach, that it's going to bring a proof that that's not the case, because a chalal is permitted to marry a Yisraelis, but his daughter is going to be possible from marrying a tekuna. So you could argue that the daughter of a male Ammonis convert and a female Ammonis convert is similarly going to be unfit for kuna, even though the parents did not violate any avera when they had their marriage together. So the Gemara says no, but you could reject this also. Mala chalal shekein yitzirasa ba'avera, when it comes to a chalal, he was created through an avera. He was conceived through the fact that a kohen had married either a grusha or a chalutza or somebody that was usher to him. So therefore, it's a product of an isra deraisa. So therefore, that would be the case. When it comes to two amonis gerim who are permitted to be together, you can say maybe that that would be no hava mina to assume that their kids should be pasul lakuna. So says the Gemara then, but kohen gadol yochiach. But then I can learn that a kohen gadol would show us that this characteristic of having bid through avera through sin is going to be irrelevant over here. The daughter of the kohen gadol by a widow is usher to kohanim, even though the kohen gadol himself was not born be'avera. And so we see v'chazar adin. So this is what we do when we have a memetzin. We're trying to find different alachas and take the common denominator. Lo ra'i zeh k'lo razia, that each of this one, meaning the chalal, is not necessarily the same as the kohen gadol, because one was again born by avera, and the other one was having a biasa, having an avera. Valori zekar is that, and the one the kohen gadol is having bia with an amana is not necessarily the same as the chalal. Hatzara shava shaben she'enon berov kal uvisa psula. We can take the common denominator, the common characteristic between both them, and the common denominator will tell us that they share the fact that they're allowed. They are both flawed. The kohen gadol is having a bia with the amana, and it's usher for him to have that bia. And the chalal was been born in sin, so we can take that characteristic and say afkan she'enon berov kal. See, two over here with the amonis, the convert would be that is unlike the Muslims. They can't vote Bakal, right? They, like, an Ammoni is not allowed to marry other Jews. So then, Ubitza Psula, and therefore maybe I would say that the Kohen Gadol, it's usher for that daughter to marry into Kahuna. So the Gemara says now that really, so then again, I would have had this Havamina, so then Rabbi Yochanan has to tell me the Chiddush, or really she is Kshir Lekuna. So the Gemara says, Malat Sara Shava, and Sheish Ben Sad Avira. But I could say that you can't make the comparison, because again, we're trying to compare a Almana to a Kohen Gadol and a Chalala. Both those cases, though, someone had done an Avira to, in order to create that. When Almana is, to a Kohen Gadol is a Dereisa, and so to a Chalala is run through a Grusha, the Kohen Hedya was an Isra Dereisa. So therefore, those cases are fundamentally different than a case of an Ammoni convert where there is no element of sin whatsoever. So therefore, I could say that that case is different. So therefore, says the Gemara, so then if that's the case, so then I can't learn from this Tzara Shav, I can't learn from this common denominator that in Ammonis should be possible a daughter who of an Ammon and Ammonis who converted to Judaism to have her child marry a Kohen. I would say that that's not, there's no raya from this Mematzinu to say that she should be possible to the thing. Again, when we go back to the Kasha, then Rabbi Yochanan's ruling is going to be extra because we don't see from over here this Mematzinu. So says the Gemara, Dilma, Ammonis, Shinasa, Bas, Yisrael, Kamar. Maybe the ruling of Rabbi Yochanan was actually talking about a case where you have a male Ammoni convert who if the Isser married a Israelis. So therefore, Alpha Gav to be also Avera, so even though that there you have an Avera, there's an Isra Dereisa for them to marry each other, still Bitok Shira, that his daughter would be fit to marry a Kohen. So says the Gemara Amar Lei, so who responds to the son of Rava who asked this question, in maybe that's actually good, that's a good point. Dechi Asar Ravin Amar, maybe some of the Rochanan, or whatever your Ravin said, Bas Ger Avoni Obas Mitri Sheni. In the case we have a daughter of an Ammonis or a second generation Egyptian convert, who therefore they married a Yisraelis woman with Isser, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kshira. Rabbi Yochanan says she's fit, that daughter would be fit to marry a Kohen. So we see Beferish over here that this would be like Rav Bar Ula's interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan that we saw before. Reish Lakish Amar Psula. Reish Lakish is going to say that she's unfit to marry a Kohen. Why Reish Lakish Amar Psula? Because the Aleph love a Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. He learns from a Kohen Gadol Ba'amana that that's an Isser, and therefore it creates a halal, or halala, if she's a daughter. So too here would be that she'd be created a halal. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kshira, Rabbi Yochanan says she's fit to marry a Kohen. Based on the following, turning on to next Amud on Zanam Abayis, the Tanei Rabbi Zakkai Kamei, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Zakkai taught in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ki'im Besula Megikach Isha, that says that only, the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a virgin, again, only if he previously not been married. If he'd been married to his wife, he's allowed to continue to be married to her. But if it's a new wife he's taking, so only a Basula can he take. This teaches you that it's including a convert to by her heritage, a woman whose both parents are converts for this, from Ammon, she kshira lakuna, that she is fit for kuna. Someone excluded would be that a woman is not fully a convert by that. The daughter of a male Ammonius convert and an Israelis, that would be someone who's excluded. The daughter by that was be born from that is not considered a convert by her heritage. Therefore, since only one of her parents are converted, she is unfit for kahuna because she was be'avira. V'amr lei, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Ani shona, I learned the braces differently. Amav me'amav. The Torah does not say his nation, but from his nation. La'avi besula haba mishnei amav. This includes a virgin who comes from two nations being fit for kahuna, meaning one of on her father's side, she was a Ammon, and on her mother's side, she was Israelis, and that would be fit for kahuna. V'atamart giord mekana v'sulo, and you say that a convert by heritage by both parents is going to be fit, not the other one. We see from Rabbi Yochanan, though, that l'chora, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that even if one of them was an Ammon, it would still be kasher level b'kal. So now the Gemara says, "My shnei amonim." What is the definition of someone who comes from two nations? Ilim amonis and asamonis. Say a male amonis is married a female amonis. My shnei amonim. How is that from two different nations? The chazarim as in the kibbutz mutaras. It alludes to the fact that the male ammonites are prohibited and the female ammonites are permitted. But that's clearly telling about there's a convert on both sides. Since the Bryce already said that she's fit for kahuna, it can't be that that's what we're talking about. Ela ba'amonis shenasa ba'asasal. Fleshing out what I said before already, that the two amon over here, Be'ochanan must understand the Bryce is talking about the daughter of a male ammonis. And from Ammon, and who married Israelis, and since it tells her that she's fit for kahuna, he's telling this is the chora. See, from here, Rabbi Yochanan considers this woman fit for kahuna, and that would be like we wanted to say before. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara of Ikuta Amrei. Another version was Amar Lei. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zakkai, Ani Shona, I have learned in the Braisa, Amav Me Amav. The Torah does not say his nation, but from his nation. La'avi Besula Ba Mishnei Amin. To include a virgin who comes from two nations, Am Sheishbo Shnei Amin. Including a nation that has two nations over here. That one of the two nations from which the virgin is in question descends from itself from two nations. This means that her father is an Ammonist convert. The Gemara says that Ammon can be learned from Ammon, that Shnei Ammon. So therefore, this pasuk is telling that she comes from a male Ammonis and married to Israelis. That's what we're learning from here. Just again, it's just a different Am Sheish Shnei Ammon is just a little bit different, but basically the same halacha. And you say that only if both parents are converted, she's going to be kosher, and if not, so according to this version of Rabbi Yochanan, again, we see refers to the daughter of a male Ammonis and Israelis, and that would be kosher as well in this verse, which is how I got to it, was a little bit different. So says the Gemara now, analyzing the latter part, according to the sacred Amar of Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Mitzri Sheni Tekshir El Chudim Menelai. So where do we see, where we learn from here, that a daughter of a second generation Egyptian male convert, who Be'isr married a female Israelis, is going to be fit for kahuna. You'll tell me no, learn it out just like an Ammonis marriage. But Israel is also for the Bakal, yet an Ammonis is also for the Bakal, and yet by Israelis it's going to be mutter, their daughter is going to be fit to marry a Kohen Gadol. Mala Ammonis and Abbas Israel, but no, I can argue that Ammoni, that when it comes to an Ammoni, the Nasabas Israel, she can't give us mutter. So a whole segment of half their population is mutter to Kal Israel, the i.e. a female. So you could say it's more makil, and if something is more makil, then you can't learn one halacha from the next if there's a big kula that applies to one that doesn't apply to the other. So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Sheni Shenasa Mitzvah Shnia Yochiyaf. But the case of a second generation male convert who married a second generation female convert will prove to you that that argument is incorrect, since their daughter is permitted to marry a Kohen, for she's going to be a third generation Egyptian who's permitted to enter into the Kahal. And we'll see from there that even though she has this Chumra that she's coming from Israelis, who's also to marry the Levav Kahal, still it follows that the daughter of a second generation Egyptian and Israelis, who is a third generation Egyptian, is fit to marry the Tikkunah despite the Chumra in that circumstance. So says the Gemara, Matzah Sheni Shenasa Mitzvah Shnia Shekin In Biyasa Be'Aveira. No, that the fact that they're having relations and they're getting married is not going to be Be'Aser. So then says the Gemara, then Amonis Shenasa Be'Aser Yochiyah. So then, but I'll bring you back to the case of a male Amonis who married an Israeli woman whose Bia is Be'Aser. And since we see that their daughter is permitted to marry a Kohen, so then it could tell you so too that this case should be Mutter V'Chazar Adin, and therefore we can make the argument Kilu repeat itself. And basically we're going to take the common denominator, and that would be that they, unlike most of their, they're not like Rov Kahal, and the daughters are fit to marry Kahuna, so to the second generation Egyptian, I find it, right, that's that Loshana would bring, that the Egyptian convert and married Israelis is unlike the Rov Kahal, and the daughter is fit to marry into Kahuna. Says the Gemara Amar of Yosef, Ainu Deshamina Leiler of Yehuda, De Amar Amav Me Amav. So this is what I heard, named Rabbi Yehuda, that says his nation from his nation. I did not know what he was saying. Now I realize what he's referring to, that this drasha was the case of what he's referring to. This is what Rabbi Zaka taught before Rabbi Yochanan. Isha Amonis Kshira, that an Amonis woman is fit. Bina Amonis Pasal, from her son from an Ammonis male is going to be unfit to marry the Kahuna and into Kal Yisrael. Vita Ammoni Kshira, her daughter from an Ammoni male is fit. But when is that halakha going to apply? Ammoni Ammonis Shinis Gairu. In a case where you have a male Ammonis and a female Ammonis who converted, Aval Vita Ammoni Psula, but her daughter from an Ammonis is going to be unfit. Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yochanan heard this from Rav Zaka and said, Puktan Levi, go take this teaching out to the Beis Midrash. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with it. My Amrit Isha Ammonis Kshira. What do you say that an Ammonis woman is fit? Ammoni Velo Ammonis. It's correct since the Torah says Ammoni Velo Ammonis, but still Benami Ammoni Pasul. You said that her son is from an Ammonis man is going to be unfit. Da Ammoniu, her son is going to be a male Ammoni. Ubitam Ammoni Kshira. The say that the daughter of the Ammonis is going to be fit. Lamai, what halacha is this daughter is going to be fit for? Ilam Alava Bakal. The Bryce is teaching you that she's usher, that she's actually mutter rather. She's mutter to go into the Kal. So then you don't need to teach her that. Hashta Imak Kshira. If even her mother was born as a full fledged Ammoni. Ammonis, rather, she's fit to marry into the Kehila, so then Hayim Mibai, when it comes to her, that she was born by her mother converted, is any Havamina she shouldn't be fit to go into Klal Yisrael? El Kahuna, rather, the Bryce must be cheating us that the daughter of a female Ammonis convert who married Ammonis is fit for Kahuna. When should that be? Ammoni, Ammonis, she's Gairu, only if in the base of the Bryce, that would be only the implication for the Bryce, is only when there's a male Ammonis and female Ammonis who both converted, Avalbita, Me Ammoni, Psula, without implied that if her daughter was from an Ammonis, it would be unfit for the kuna. My bita me ammoni. What does it mean that her daughter is from an ammonis? That ilim ammoni shenas ammonis. If you're going to say that ammoni married ammonis, it can't be. Hanu gyoros mikana. That's referring to the case where the brisa says explicitly she's fit for kuna. Her both parents converted. Ella, it must be the case. Rabbi Yochanan says ammoni shenas bais Yisrael. It must be the case of an ammoni man who married a bais Yisrael, and the brisa would be telling us that that's unfit kuna. So therefore, Malay puk tan la brisa. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with that, he says she is roi la kuna. Rabbi Yochanan says that this brisa was not authoritative. Many times used the lashon puk tan la brisa. Take it outside of the mitzvahs, meaning it's not accurate, and therefore he says over here also this price is not accurate because he holds that if the father was an Ammoni and the mother was Israelis, that in a Hanami would be mutter for this daughter to marry into the Kahuna. Then the Mishnah continued, Mishnah said, Mitzvah Vadomi ain't an Asurian. They're not mitzvah from only up until three generations, both the males and the females. Rav Shimon says that the females are married mutter immediately, and Rav Shimon had a kavachomer that would prove it. Rav Shimon said, let's go through the kavachomer just to, because the Gemara is going to flesh it out, that in the case of the Ammonis and Moavis, where the Torah says the male converts are forever usher, you're allowed to marry, the women are allowed to marry, so then the mitzvah domi or mutter to marry after three generations, shouldn't it be said kavachomer that the female converts should be mutter immediately? And they responded to him, if there's a lacha, they're going to be kavale, but if it's a kavachomer, we could reject the kavachomer. So the Gemara says, says, what taka would be? My tshuva, what would be the response to the kal v'chomer if he had a kal v'chomer? Well, how would they be able to reject the kal v'chomer? It says, because the kal v'chomer, you could say, is faulty because you could argue the following. Arayos yochichu. The case of Arayos can tell you that the kal v'chomer is faulty. Shelo aser behen ela ad shlosha doras. The Torah says that the Arayos is among the Arayos only for three generations, meaning that the Torah says that it's aser to have bia with one's first, second generation offspring and one's daughter and granddaughter. That's by Arayos. There is no iser deraisa to have one third generation offspring. That's b'derabana. We learned earlier in the chafs, but b'deraisa that's not going to be aser. So we see. But yet the prohibitions apply to both males and females. The Torah says that females as males regards to halacha, meaning both males, despite both, it says that a man's son's daughter and his daughter's daughter are going to be asked to him, so it doesn't matter if both males and females. So since the Isser of males and females, despite the fact that there's two generation limitation, the Isser of the Egyptians and the Edomi, you could say also, would be a similar halacha by Arayos. That they both should be usher, both males and females for those two generations. Only in the third generation could the female come back in. So the Gemara says, Mal Arayos, but you can say that Arayos, she came Karis, but Arayos or Marchamar, it's an Isser Darais, an Isser Karis, when you come to violating those Isser Arayos, as opposed to, it's only a Stam Isser Aseba Pashtus when it comes to a Mitzri, but it don't mean, because it only says that they should Dar Shlishi Avobahen, and it's a Lava Bamichal Aseh, which is an Aseh, it's not even a Lava Bichal. So maybe there you should say that really would be allowed to take a female convert right away. So again, we reject the kal v'chomer, the potential rejection of the kal v'chomer. Where's the mamzer yochiyach? The case of a mamzer would show that there's no kares, and both males and females are usher. So maybe you could say by mitzvah also would be usher both males and females. Where's the mamzer shekain? Ain't a royal of avav kala olam, but a mamzer can never come into kal Yisrael, whereas an Egyptian convert can come after three generations. So don't bring me a raya from the case of a mamzer. So it says the Gemara, then arayos yochichu, but then I'll go back to say that arayos will be yochichu. Because that's something which doesn't, it's permitted after three generations, but right, so that's going to be promoted after that. V'chazra din, and then again, we're going back, you could go back to the dinim and compare the two. Lori zekr zeh, each one has a chum and the other one doesn't have. The lori zekr zeh, each side is different. The mamzer is different than that of Arayos. So we can take the common denominator, this is called tzada shaveh, shem shish asur, and that both the common denominator is that they are both usher to marry certain people. V'echad zechar v'echad nekevos, and the application applies to both males and females. I could so too, I will bring the case of a male Egyptian female converts, both of them, Shiyun Asurin, Echad Zachar Mechad Akevos, and that's how the Tzad HaShavah were able to reject what Rav Shimon had taught. So the Gemara says, what would Rav Shimon respond? Mala Tzad HaShavah Sheish begin Sheish Ben Tzad Karis, but they both have an element of Karis, whereas the Egyptian convert does not. What is the element of Karis by a Mamzer? How is a Mamzer created? Only through, at least according to the way we pass it with the Tanayim, that through an Isser Karis was a Mamzer created. So therefore, that's fundamentally different than the case of a person marrying into a Mitzri Vedomi. In this case, there's no element of Karis, only an Isser Aseh at worst. So Gemara says Rabbanan. So Rabbanan, what are they going to respond to that point of Rabbi Shimon? Mechala the Chai Ve'aseh. We can learn from the fact that a chala born of a Chai Ve'aseh, Uch Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov, that would still be a problem. Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov says that a child born of a Chai Ve'aseh, that a Kohen Gadol doesn't marry a Besula, that's only a Chai Ve'aseh, and it still creates a chalal. So too, we can say that by a Chai Ve'aseh, we can say that that would still be chumra enough to say that both of them should not be voil akal, and they would create a chalalim, and therefore it would be usher for them to voil akal even by a woman, and that would be the rejection of Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, am I low key? So what is the meaning of Shimon when he says it's not so? So it says the Gemara in the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, this is Rabbi Shimon meant to respond to Rabbanim. I don't agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that a child is going to be a chalal from an Isser Aseh. So therefore, I have no problem. You have no rejection of my kavul chomer anyway, because I disagree with your premise of how you rejected my kavul chomer. However, even according to you, even if you say like Rav Yaakov, halacha ani omer, I am saying halachic masorah that I have from my rebbeim, and it's something that you can't reject through the kavul chomer. If you have a masorah that's Torah Shabbat Peah, you can't reject it through the logical inferences. Tanya, so we learn in Raisa, Amar Leiner B'Shem, Rav Shimon said halachic ani omer, I'm saying halachic masorah that I have. Not only that, I have a pasuk that supports me that a female a convert of a mitzvah vedomi should be mutter. Where? Because it says banim asher levelav banas children males and not females. So it says the Gemara Tanur banas similar. I said banim that those are coming from Egyptians and Edomis banim velav banas. That's divrei Rabbi Shimon. Amar Yehuda Yehuda's banim aray omer banim asher yoldu lehem dar shlishi that the sons are born to them the Egyptian Edomi converts they should be mutter levav bakal veakosav tlan beleda. The pasuk made it dependent on the fact that they should be born. So the fact that they're born to them implies that all are born to them, both males and females, must wait to the third generation, and therefore we reject what Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda rejects Rav Shimon's limud. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan commented, he loved Amar Rav Yehuda, akasu talan b'leida, had it not been for the fact that Rav Yehuda says that they're dependent upon the birth of both females and females, I would have said, lo matzah yadav ragla b'beis hamidrash. He would not have found his place, his hands and feet literally in the beis hamidrash. He would have been unable to reject any of these challenges that have been against him. Kevin Amar, because Rabbi Yehuda says, kal geirim ikra kal, that the people who are converting are considered part of the kila of Klal Yisrael. So then how could you have a case where you have a mitzvah turning on the next now, mitzvah sheni b'mai yitoyer? How could you ever have a second generation Egyptian be allowed to be married into somebody else? Because if his female Egyptian is going to convert, so then she would never be able to be allowed to marry him because that's considered a kahal, and then it reverts back to being the usher to marry him. I'll say he'll be able to marry a mamzer because that's not a problem. Then he'll have a mamzer child and never be able to be enter into Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk clearly says, Dor Shlishi Yavol B'Kahal, that they come into Klal Yisrael. So how could that be? So the Gemara answers, Dilma di Avar Benassim. Maybe we're talking about a case, if he violated the halacha, that's what the pasuk is talking about, his third generation be permitted. So the Gemara says, okay, Bez Hashem will pick up with the Hamshech, the Gemara's reply to that, Dilok Siv Kra, Bez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.